traveling with Scripture Memory Fellowship. We meet believers all over the country at a wide variety of events, but I think I speak for the staff when I say this really has been special. This has been a unique event for us. You might think we have these conferences all over the country. We do types of conferences all over the country, but this has been a unique event for us, and we have been so encouraged. I feel like there's a very small chance that any one of you could have been more encouraged by this weekend than we as a staff have been. So thank you for just welcoming us so warmly into this church and giving us the opportunity to connect with you over these last couple days. I know many of you were part of our activities yesterday, but I wanted to share just for a few minutes some very practical tips for memorizing Scripture that will help you with whatever Scripture memory project you might feel motivated to undertake as we conclude this weekend. And then I also wanted to highlight some of the specific tools and resources that Scripture Memory Fellowship has developed to help you in that endeavor. So if you were here with us yesterday, some of this will be familiar, but before we dive in, I really would like to start by just memorizing a verse of Scripture together. And why don't we work for just a few moments on Psalm 119, verse 97, and I'll just prepare you for what's about to happen. We're going to read this off of the screen, and then once we reach the end, a word is going to disappear, and then we'll say it again. And then a little bit more is going to disappear, and we'll say it again. This will happen about seven times, and then when we get to the end, the whole verse will be missing from the screen, but we will have memorized it in just a few moments. So let's say this together, not just reading it off the screen, but saying it. That's one of the most important aspects of Scripture memory. So let's begin. And we'll say the reference and then the text of Scripture. Psalm 119, 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Wow. Praise the Lord. Yes, you can memorize Scripture. And, you know, you just discovered one of the secret ingredients to memorizing Scripture. Repetition. Going to a passage again and again. Honestly, one of the reasons that I used to think that I couldn't memorize Scripture is that I had never done something like that, where I just go over a verse out loud again and again and again. Sometimes I think we read a verse like one time silently and we don't remember it the next day and we say, boy, see, I have a bad memory. But when you actively engage your senses and repeat God's word aloud, that is so helpful. So again, I want to talk some about my favorite tips, tricks, techniques, and resources for memorizing Scripture. But if you're getting ready to begin a journey of memorizing Scripture, I'd like to highlight for a moment what I would call laying the foundation, getting some ingredients and some things in place to help you start this discipline well. And the first thing that I would highlight is find your why. Find your why. And Pastor Andrew's message featured a lot of good whys for memorizing Scripture. Find something that is going to motivate you to memorize Scripture. Maybe for you, it's that you would love to be able to share the gospel with greater confidence. You know, I discovered when I started memorizing Scripture, I wasn't so nervous about sharing the gospel. Often the reason we're afraid to share the gospel is that we don't really know what to say or how to answer certain questions that might come up. And yet when you have some Scripture in there, it gives you confidence. Maybe you want to memorize Scripture because you've been battling with doubt or with depression, and you want some verses to carry you through that dark season of life. Whatever it is, find a why and hang on to that. And the reason I say that is that over the years, as you memorize Scripture, and I hope you do memorize for years to come, you'll find that the biggest obstacle that you face is not really a lack of tools, but it is often a lack of motivation. Sometimes we just run out of steam and we don't have the motivation that we ought to have to memorize Scripture. And when we go through those times, the solution is not to find a better app or a better tool or a better technique. It's to come back to a solid why. Think of it this way. When we were in Psalm 19 a few minutes ago and we were hearing the psalmist say, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Do you think you could have ever talked David out of his love for the Word of God? Once he caught that vision, and once he really saw the treasure of God's Word, there was no going back. And so I think one of the best ways that you can get started in your Scripture memory journey is to find a why. And guess what? I found this to be true. You'll find one or two reasons to start, and 6 months later you'll have 27. Because as God's Word begins to take root and bear fruit in your heart, there's no going back. And you will find that God's Word is doing a whole lot more in your heart than you thought that it would. And yes, I would encourage you to find a why to get you going and let that be the wind in your sails. I would also encourage you, think about your particular learning style. My wife and I love memorizing Scripture together, but we don't memorize in the same way. And sometimes I will find a new technique for memorizing Scripture, and it's just helping me so much. And I'll say, "Laura, let me tell you all about this." And I'll spill the beans and tell her, "This is what you need to do." And she'll try and say, "That didn't help me at all. I think men and women just memorize differently," she says. That's probably true. And so the things that work well for me may not work well for you. You might be a very auditory learner. You might be a very visual learner. You probably have some sense of what techniques are going to work best for you, and use those techniques. Don't feel like all of the tools that we're about to look at need to be used in equal measure. Find the ones that work for you, and if something doesn't work for you, disregard it. And I would also mention this. Most of us are not really accustomed to memorizing anything, let alone Scripture. It might take you a while to figure out what your learning style is. You know, I'm not much of a runner, and if someone said, "You need to figure out what kind of a runner you are," I would say, "Well, I probably need to start with jogging consistently before I know what particular type of running is for me," right? And so if you're not quite sure what type of memorizer you are, it might take some experimentation over the next few months to figure out what particular tools are going to work well for you. I would also encourage you to set a SMART goal. This is a technique or a strategy that actually expands just beyond Scripture memory. And a lot of people in the corporate world use this in their personal goals, their financial goals, their professional goals. But a SMART goal features these five things. It is specific, it's measurable, it's achievable, it's relevant, and it's time-bound. And if you have all of those things at work in your Scripture memory pursuit, you will succeed. It's amazing how your odds of success go up exponentially when you incorporate these things. So I'll highlight just a few of these. We said it needs to be specific and measurable. I think all of us, hopefully, will be leaving from this weekend saying, "I really need to do a better job of memorizing Scripture." That's great, but we need to narrow our focus a little bit, and we're not just going to be memorizing Scripture in a very general sense, but we need to say, yeah, Psalm 1 is where I'm going to start. The Lord's Prayer is where I'm going to start. The Beatitudes is where I'm going to start. Have something very, very specific and measurable. One of my good friends often says, you can't manage what you can't measure. How do you know if you're on track in your Scripture memory when you don't really know what you set out to accomplish? And so have a specific passage that you identify. It also needs to be achievable. We talked about that. Don't set out to memorize the whole New Testament unless you've been at this for a little while. I have a friend who's quite deep into his journey of memorizing the New Testament, but that's not necessarily where he started, right? He's been doing this for a while.
If you're new to memorizing Scripture, set a goal that is specific and measurable, but maybe you start with a goal of 10 or 20 verses. Hit that easy win, and then move on from there. I would encourage you, if you're setting out to memorize something big, break it into a number of milestones. Don't have a big, lofty goal to memorize even the whole Sermon on the Mount, but start with Matthew 5, and then Matthew 6, and then Matthew 7. SMART goals are also relevant. Great thing is, if you're memorizing Scripture, Scripture is always relevant, so you can skip that one, but it also needs to be time-bound. Don't just say, I'm going to memorize Psalm 1, but identify a date on the calendar when you need to be finished with that project. And already you're saying, boy, that seems a little bit rigid. This is almost legalistic to me. Every project that you undertake at work features every one of these. We incorporate these things in the areas of our life where we want to succeed. I was homeschooled, K through 12, and I remember my mom was always being asked by her friends, hey, Sheila, what curriculum are y'all using this year? And she always had a very specific answer. She knew when the school year was going to start, when we were going to make our way through this subject and that subject, and when we were going to finish, when school was going to be over for the year. And no one ever said, well, that sounds awfully legalistic. But they understood, if you're going to make progress in anything that's meaningful, you have to have some structure. So that's very important as you lay the foundation for memorizing Scripture. Let me also point out that it's so important as you're laying the foundation, eliminate distractions during your time of memorizing Scripture. And I have found this, on one hand, to be very intuitive. We kind of understand that that makes sense. It is also very, very hard to eliminate distractions. I was reading a book recently called The Shallows, How the Internet is Changing Our Brains. And I won't get into all the details, but it said, listen, the internet, and specifically social media and the things that we do on our phones, have changed the way that the neurons fire in our brain so that we actually have a hard time focusing on anything for a long period of time. That's why people aren't reading novels anymore. We can't really make it through a blog post. We skim the status updates of our friends on Facebook. And it's not just that we aren't interested, but to some degree, our brains really struggle to pay attention to something for a long period of time. And so when I say eliminate distractions, be encouraged to know it's possible, but you're probably going to have to train your brain to do that, because this is what's going to happen. It happens to me. Shut the door. I'm working on my verses. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. What time is it? Oh, that's a text message I just got. And what is that on the carpet? And all of a sudden, you're 10 things removed from memorizing Scripture because your brain really has been trained to look for the next distraction. And when you undertake the task of memorizing Scripture, you've got the spiritual powers of darkness as well that are competing against that effort, right? So be prepared to persevere, especially if you're a new memorizer, knowing that it will take some time to train your brain to focus for 10 or 15 minutes on a single thing, but that time will be well spent. I would also encourage you, stay organized in your memory work. You don't have to get too complex with this, but if nothing else, have a list of the verses that you've memorized. Have a spreadsheet or some way of keeping track of the verses that you're learning. That will give you something to come back to and review as you add more and more Scripture to heart. Let me share now a few practical tips. These are some of my favorite tools and techniques for memorizing. We'll call these tools of the trade. And the first one that I'd like to highlight is VerseLocker. This is a free app that Scripture Memory Fellowship has produced. I think we have a slide for that. But this is an app that you can find on your app store. Just search for VerseLocker and you'll find it. You can also go to verselocker.com. This is a free app that allows you to memorize any verse of the Bible. And it also gives you some really neat techniques for memorizing. For example, a few moments ago, we memorized Psalm 119:97, and the words were disappearing off the screen. VerseLocker will do that for any verse of the Bible that you'd like to memorize. You can also organize your verses into collections. I really like to do that. If you want to have a set of verses on faith, you can do that. If you want to have a set of verses for evangelism, you can do that. If you want to have a set of verses just to lift your spirits when it's a bad day, organize those into a collection. VerseLocker will even play those verses for you. If you hit the play button, it starts to read them again and again and again. And that's a really helpful way to memorize Scripture. So I would encourage you to check out VerseLocker. And again, it's an app, but if you have kids that don't have a smartphone yet, and I hope they don't, VerseLocker.com has all of those features as well, so you can share the family computer or the family tablet and memorize Scripture together in that way. I would also encourage you, you might say, listen, apps are really not my thing. I'm not into that. I would just prefer to use something very physical. Index cards are a tried and true method for memorizing Scripture. When I first started, I didn't know about any of these digital tools, and so I just got a stack of 3x5 index cards. If I was going to memorize Psalm 1, I would write out verse 1 on the front of that card, and on the back, I would have usually just the reference. And sometimes if I was reviewing, I would look at the text of the verse and try to remember where it's from and flip over the card. Or I would do the opposite. I would look at the reference and see if I could remember the text of the verse. I actually had two stacks of index cards, verses I'm learning, verses I've memorized. I look at the ones I'm learning every day. I look at the ones I've memorized about once a week. That's where I started in my own scripture memory. So you get the sense. It doesn't have to be a very sophisticated system, but index cards are a great way to memorize. I'll mention as well, VerseLocker will create your cards for you. If you're wanting to memorize a whole chapter and you're thinking that's going to take some time to create those cards, you can go to verselocker.com/cards, and it has a video that walks you through the very simple process of adding verses to your account and then printing out your cards, and it just takes a few minutes to do that. Scripture songs are a really great way to memorize Scripture. Have you noticed that you don't have to try to memorize the words to your favorite songs? They just stick, and sometimes they stick even when you don't want them to. And you've got those words going through your head all day. If you're trying to memorize Scripture, especially if you're doing that with kids, songs are so, so helpful. And you would be surprised by how many verses of Scripture have already been set to music if you just go to YouTube and Google Psalm 1 Scripture song. And you'll probably find something that's pretty good. And if you can't find something for the verse you're memorizing, create a melody yourself, and if you're not musical, attach the words of Scripture to the tune of Amazing Grace or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I have to say that of all the verses I've memorized, the ones I remember best are the ones that I have a song for. Even if it's not a great song, I'm not going to win a Grammy, but you will find that songs are so helpful for memorizing Scripture. In that same vein, audio Bibles really are a great way to hear the Word of God while you're driving to work, while you're working around the house, whatever it is. I'll mention two audio Bibles that I enjoy, and these are not published by our ministry. There's one called Dwell that is a really great app. It has a nice little layer of soothing background music. You can listen to God's Word while you fall asleep. You can select a passage that you want to hear over and over. I would recommend that. And if you'd like something a little bit different, there's another one called Bible.is, Bible.is, that's the website as well as the app, and it's very dramatized. Like when you are reading about Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, there are crowds and donkeys braying and all sorts of things going on, and it really makes the Scripture in a way come to life, and it engages your senses, and I would really encourage you to explore that, especially if you're an auditory memorizer. Another technique that I really enjoy is using the first letter of each word, the initials of the verse, so to speak. Imagine you've got John 3:16, for God so loved the world, F, G, S, L, T, W. Write that out. And once you kind of know the verse, you've read it a few times, see if you can say it looking only at those first letters. It sounds gimmicky. Like, does that really help? You know, people who memorize lines as part of their career in Hollywood use this technique to memorize their lines, and it really is effective. I would also encourage you, use a physical Bible. I don't think Randy will mind me mentioning that when he was practicing his verses yesterday and he was reciting the Sermon on the Mount, he had little memory techniques and icons that he had drawn next to each of the verses. You can do that with a physical Bible. You can personalize it and make it your own. I love using VerseLocker, but we have to be honest and say that our screens are also a source of distraction many times. We're trying to memorize Scripture, and here comes a text. Here comes an email. Here comes a phone call. I don't have that problem when I'm staring at a physical Bible. And I know for my wife in particular, Something about just having it tangibly in your hands helps with memorizing. She'll tell me that as she recites a passage, she can even see, in a way, where that is on the page. And there's something really valuable about memorizing with a physical Bible. So those are some of my favorite tools. Let me mention this. None of these tools will make it effortless. There's no secret sauce to memorizing Scripture that's just going to make this a breeze. But we hope that these tools will streamline it. I would say this. Whatever tool you use is hopefully going to make it easier to memorize Scripture, but you will never reach a point where this is an effortless activity. But you will find that it's worth the effort that it takes. So those are some of the tools that I would recommend to you. Here are some obstacles to be aware of as you begin memorizing. Stay away from Someday Island. One of my friends who's memorized the entire book of Revelation says, our scripture memory goals so often live on Someday Island. You know, that is great. I really enjoyed the conference, scripture memory. We need to be better about that. Can't do it this week. We've got that tournament that we are signed up for, and then so-and-so's coming into town. But I think the week after that, we should be good. Life never slows down. Have you noticed that? Life always keeps throwing one more thing at us. And if we wait until we have a little bit more time to memorize Scripture, it never really starts. And so having a specific goal that's measurable, that's attainable, that's relevant, and that's time-bound really is an important part of keeping Scripture memory off of Someday Island. Also, avoid the obstacle of short cycling. You know what short cycling is? If you have a furnace that kicks on for a few minutes and then it kicks right back off, that's not good for the system. And it's not good for memorizing Scripture either. What sometimes happens, and this happens in my life as well, is we get started memorizing Scripture, we do well for 3 days, and then we miss four, and then we get back to it, and then we miss another three, and we're constantly back and forth. The problem with that is not only are we not getting into the Word of God, it really makes memorizing harder. Because again, we have to really condition our brains to memorize. And when we're constantly in and out of the habit of memorizing Scripture, it's really hard to make progress. I mean, think of it this way. If I go to the gym and get on the treadmill, 10 minutes later I get off, the next day I say, boy, I am sore. I don't think I'll do that for a few more weeks. 3 more weeks pass, I go to the gym, and I'm sore the next day. The thing is, I'm always going to be sore after going to the gym because I've never stuck with it long enough to get used to it. And so as you begin memorizing Scripture, avoid that, that obstacle of short cycling, but find a consistent rhythm. We're not talking 45 minutes a day. Even 15 minutes a day consistently is so valuable over the long haul. Here's another obstacle to be on guard against, and that's the obstacle of comparison. You'll see someone who's better at memorizing Scripture than you think you could ever be and say, well, I'd love to memorize Scripture, but I could never do that. Don't let that discourage you. And by contrast, once you've been memorizing for a while, don't cut yourself a break because you're doing better than the other people that you know. You know, we live in a world where very few people are memorizing Scripture. Very few people are prioritizing the Word of God. And we can't compare ourselves to the status quo and then pat ourselves on the back when we're 10% better than that. God doesn't call us to mediocrity. He calls us to what has been a cherished aspect of Christianity for generations, and that is prioritizing the Word of God and hiding it in our hearts. This is something that matters, and we need to avoid the obstacle of comparing ourselves and our progress to that of those around us. So those are some of the practical tips I would share. I would like to share as well just a little bit about the ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. Our ministry was started in 1944 by a man named N.A. Wojcik, and he was a young man who was challenged to memorize 500 verses from the Gospel of John, and he did. He wasn't a believer, but he memorized those verses because he was told that if he did, he would get to go to a week of camp for free, and he thought, that sounds fun. So he memorized those verses, and you know what happens when God's Word gets in your heart? The Holy Spirit starts to do things. And he came to faith in Christ, and God used those verses to make an eternal change in the life of Dr. N.A. Wojcik. And so when he moved from Canada to Louisiana, he took out an ad in the Shreveport newspaper and said, if anyone will memorize 250 verses from the Gospel of John, I'll give you a week of camp. And that really was the birth of this ministry that for generations now has been helping people hide God's word in their heart. So we actually do still have a camp. I'll talk about that in a minute. But really, we have spent years developing scripture memory courses, tools, and resources that will help you in your journey of memorizing scripture. I'll mention some of my favorites. The first that I'll mention to you is our ABC memory book. This is great if you're trying to get your kids to memorize scripture. You're already teaching them the alphabet, and this will take each letter of the alphabet and give you a verse of scripture to memorize along with it. A, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. B, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. C, you'll like this one. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So these are some great verses to memorize, and this has been around for decades, and I can't tell you how many times I've met parents who say, I did that book when I was a kid. I remember all of the verses. Because what happens when you memorize something as a kid is it sticks with you for life, doesn't it? Have you noticed that? Your most vivid memories, the verses you memorized as a kid, those are the ones that stick with you. And the question then becomes, what verses are you planting in the hearts of your children so that they can have that testimony as well? ABC is a great way to get started. I'll also tell you about a course that's coming up. This is called God Made the Mountains, and it's really for that same age range, preschool. This is going to be just a handful of verses, about 11 or 12 verses, on different aspects of creation. Verses that tell us that God made the ocean, God made the stars, God made the mountains, God made me. This is coming out in May of this year, so very shortly. If you get on our mailing list, which you can do at the table in the back, you'll hear about that when it releases. That's a great resource for kids as well. One that's good for older memorizers is called Sword Grip. This is a neat course that gives you a key passage of scripture to memorize from every book of the Bible. What does Habakkuk talk about? What is Philemon about? What does Titus teach us? This memory course, it's three books, but it gives you a passage of scripture that really encapsulates each and every book of the Bible. So the green book is where most people start, and it goes through all 27 books of the New Testament in 27 weeks. And then you go on to the red book, and you cover the first half of the Old Testament. And then finally, the purple book covers Proverbs through Malachi. We want our kids to have a biblical worldview. This is an important part of them having a biblical worldview, that they would know what the Bible actually has to teach us in each and every book of Scripture. So this is a great resource. It has the memory verses. It has verse cards that you can cut out, and it's got the first letter of each word on the back. There's a grip it tighter section on the back of every page that helps you dig into the verses and understand what does this mean, how do we live it out. So consider Sword Grip. If you like the format of Sword Grip, you'll probably also like 14.6. This is a little bit newer, and it's a biblical worldview curriculum. It's based on John 14.6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And you'll see those are the titles of the books in this series. The first book, The Way, walks through all of the components of the gospel as we see God reveal his plan of salvation through the Word of God. You'll memorize verses that will not only teach your kids the gospel, but will equip them to share it boldly as they live for him. The truth is a memory course that answers life's biggest questions. What does the Bible teach us about the meaning of life? What happens when we die? These are questions that are kind of born into us, and Scripture has the answers. Scripture tells us all that we need for life and godliness. The truth is a great memory course to answer those questions biblically. And then The Life is going to release here in a couple months, and it's a scripture memory course on following Jesus, and it just explores what it looks like to be a Christian in the day-to-day moments of life. So consider 14.6. I'll mention also the classics. This is a really great memory course that covers 100 Bible verses that every Christian should know. If memorizing 100 verses sounds like a lot, be encouraged. You know, or at least halfway know, most of these verses already. We're talking about Psalm 23, the Lord's Prayer, the Beatitudes, Genesis 1:1. And yet, it's a shame. It's really a tragic thing that so many of us, especially our children who are going out into a world that's getting darker and darker every day, we don't have those verses firmly in grasp. We don't have the sword of the Spirit confidently in hand to wield as we live for the Lord. This is a memory course that makes sure you've got those most important verses covered. And so I would encourage you to check out the classics. And if that sounds like a mountain too high to climb right now, you might be interested in our Spiritual Life series. These are a little bit more bite-size. This is a series that's continuing to expand, but right now we've got verses on stewardship, thoughts, prayer, and marriage. And what happens is every week you'll open up the book and it has a series of verses, usually two or three, that you memorize that week. It has a little devotional that helps you understand how to live this out, and then some study questions as well. You can visit scripturememory.com/spiritual-life to learn more about those resources. I would also mention our podcast. Regardless of what you're memorizing, the Scripture Memory Podcast is something we launched about 2 years ago, and it just explores all of the different aspects of memorizing Scripture. And what I like most about the podcast is it basically puts someone in the passenger seat with you who's cheering you on in this discipline of memorizing Scripture. You guys are very blessed to have a church that's promoting this congregationally, but I've met so many people who are memorizing Scripture, and it feels like they're on their own in that journey. The Scripture Memory Podcast is going to have a lot of encouragement, a lot of practical tools. We interview people who have memorized. We interviewed one guy. He memorized the whole book of Proverbs. And you could say, tell me chapter 7, verse 4, and he would give it to you. You could read a verse, and he would tell you exactly where it is. How did he do that? We have an episode where he unpacks the tools and techniques that he used. So check out the scripturememorypodcast.com or just search for that on your podcast streaming service. And I mentioned camp. I would really encourage you, if you have kids, consider learning more about our Scripture Memory Camp, scripturememory.com/camp. Basically, what we do is we have a set of verses every year. That's the theme of camp. And any young person, 18 or younger, who memorizes those theme verses for the year gets to come to camp for free. The fact is, your kids can memorize Scripture, but they may not want to. It may not be something that's attractive to them. If you feel like they would be motivated at the thought of going to a free week of camp down in Louisiana, yeah, consider Scripture Memory Camp, and we would love to see you there. The final resource that I'd like to mention to you is a new book that we published last year called Remember the Words. This really encapsulates a lot of the why and the how that we've covered this weekend. It makes the case that Scripture memory deserves to be a priority in your daily life, and it talks about some of the most valuable tools and tips and tricks that you should be aware of. We brought a box of these as our gift to you, and there are still some left over. We would love it on your way out if you would just take a copy of this. And you might say, well, I'm already convinced. I don't really need that. Take a copy and give it to someone who's not convinced. Give a copy to someone that you think would really benefit from this discipline of memorizing Scripture. It takes about an hour to read. It's a really easy book to get through. You can take the paper copy, or you can find this on Audible, as well as an ebook. So those are some of the resources that we have at Scripture Memory Fellowship. Really, our goal at SMF is not that you would just use all of our resources, but that you would memorize Scripture, whatever that looks like. If you decide, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to memorize the Sermon on the Mount, or I'm going to memorize the Lord's Prayer, or I'm going to memorize whatever it is that God is leading you to memorize, that's why we exist, to help you succeed in that journey. We would love it if some of the tools we've created could help you in that journey. But ultimately, our goal is that God's Word would find a home where it belongs in your heart. Of course, visit scripturememory.com to learn more about these things. I would also encourage you, if you want to reach out to us because you need more answers to your questions or you just need encouragement, you can email us, contact@scripturememory.com. We're not a massive ministry with dozens of staff. If you send us an email, one of the three of us will see it. And so we would love to continue this conversation with you if you would like to reach out to us. And ultimately, we hope and pray as a result of your time in God's Word, memorizing it, that you would be, in the words of Psalm 1, like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful weekend that we've enjoyed together, this time that we've been able to spend in the life-giving and the life-saving Word of God. Father, thank you for the reminder, especially from Psalm 19, of just how priceless it is and the need that we have to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Lord, we pray that you would stir up in each of us a fresh appetite for your Word, that we would give it the priority that it deserves, that we would deploy the tools and methods that you would have us use for your glory as we hide your Word in our heart. We pray that as we memorize Scripture, that we would share it, that we would live it, that we would love your Word and be conformed more and more into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.